The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That remains the prophetic focus for this month. And this morning we continue in our series of teaching, understanding the benefits of following divine direction. Except the Lord leads you, you'll be struggling in life. And by reason of that struggling, you will think every other person is struggling also. Please hear me. Not everybody succeeding today is struggling. There are those who are just having a great time in the presence of the Lord. It was the leading of God that brought Abraham out of barrenness and made him the father of nations. Remember, Abraham was still living in his house at the age of 75. There was nothing to write home about his life. At 75, he had no roof over his head. Just him and the wife, no children yet. That means he couldn't afford house rent. But when God led him, oh my God, how did God lead him? Genesis 12, verse 1 and 3.
Genesis,
and the voice of the Lord came to Abraham. Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from your father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee, make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you. And indeed shall all the families of the earth bless. So Abraham departed, as the Lord has spoken to him. Abraham followed. As he followed, he was being made. Isaac was in the land of famine.
Isaac no na land ke
no we were told.
Abraham,
that the famine in the days of Isaac was greater than that came in the days of Abraham. Isaac wanted to check out of the country. But the voice of the Lord came. Genesis 26. Reading from verse 1. Isaac, stay in this land. And I will bless thee. And in verse 12, the Bible says Isaac sold in that land. And in the same year, he heaped a hundredfold returns. And the Lord had blessed him. How did the Lord bless him? Verse 14. The man was great. He became very great. To the point that the Philistines began to envy him. I have good news for you this morning. By the leading of the Lord today, men and women will begin to envy you. Jacob came. Before he came, the word came to the mother. Genesis 25, verse 23. There are two nations in your womb. My God. I like the way God speaks. When God is speaking, He speaks to your future. He does not speak to the present. God didn't say there are two children in your womb. He said there are two nations. And the younger the elder shall serve the younger. When Jacob came, he wanted to fulfill that divine arrangement for his brother, elder brother, to serve him. And so he became a swindler, a 419. He was targeting the blessing, forgetting that whatever the mouth of the Lord has spoken, it is His hand that will bring it to pass. Is somebody hearing me now? He did everything to get to the top, but he failed. After failing, in Genesis 32, the Bible said, Jacob was left alone. And he began to pray. And the angel began to wrestle with him. And he said, "What is thy name?" He said, "His name is Jacob." He said, "From today, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Isaac, because you have become a great nation." And the Lord blessed him there. Hear me this morning. It is the leading of the Lord that brings the blessings of the Lord. Except God leads you, you can never be blessed. Deuteronomy 32. Let's see the secret of Jacob now. Reading from verse 9. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the Lord of his inheritance. Now hear me, there are two nations in the womb of Rebekah. Esau, the first. Jacob, the second.
Jacob,
naturally.
Now,
Esau should be the greatest. But that was not God's arrangement. In Isaiah 55, verse 8, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. God has appointment with Jacob. There is nothing anybody can do about it. When God decides to bless you, sir, nobody can question him. Nobody can query him. Nobody can sue him to God. I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning. This week, God will silence all your mockers. God will go ahead of you to make the crooked places straight. Verse 10. He found him in the desert and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. When Jacob was leading himself, he was a capital failure. But when he allowed God to lead him, he went straight to the top. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirred up her nest, fluttered over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taken them up and bear them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him. The Lord alone. And there was no strange God with him. The Lord was leading him. Not Facebook. The Lord was leading him. Not his uncle. The Lord was leading him. Not his family members. Please, people of God, I want to beg you this morning. Never you allow anyone to lead you. Matthew 4, verse 19. Jesus spoke to Peter.
Jesus,
follow me, and I will make you. Your making is traceable to how well you are ready to follow. All the disciples followed Jesus Christ. They were all made, except Judas, who refused to follow. Though he was physically present with Christ, his spirit was far from him. He was the only one that ended up in the pit. Follow me.
Surum,
I will make you.
Make you.
Follow me.
Surum,
I will make you.
Make you.
You may not know the way. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. When you follow, you don't get disappointed. From today, I see God leading you. What was the result of Jacob following God? Verse 13. He made him ride on the high places of the earth. My God. that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock. And oil out of the flinty rock. Butter of kine, milk of sheep, with fat of lambs, rams of breed of Bashan. And he made it to drink the pure blood of the grape. By the leading of the Lord. Oh, somebody's story must change this week. Hear me, I don't want you to struggle again in life. Today, divorce yourself from struggling. God never designed man to struggle. The reason for struggling is misdirection. Misdirection is the reason for struggling. Is the reason for frustration. Is the reason for barrenness. Misdirection. How can you be struggling in a country like this? A country flowing with milk and honey, sir. Hear me and hear me clearly this morning. This is the greatest nation on the earth. It's the richest nation on the earth. You have business with poverty. And not just this nation. You are in this commission. The prophet over this commission is the richest pastor in the world. Where are you bringing your poverty mentality from? So you can't be winner's top and you are losing. There's something fundamentally wrong somewhere. We are not printing money. We just allow God to lead us as a ministry. And the blessings keep flowing. They keep flowing. In the billions. We have never prayed for money here. Have you ever led that kind of prayer here? So how is the money coming? When you follow his leading, sir. Look at the life of Joseph. He was in the prison. Please hear me this morning. Going to the prison was to carry something he needed in the palace. Is somebody hearing me now? So when you are going through difficult times, stop asking God, why me? When you are going through barrenness, when things are not working around you, stop complaining. Stop crying. That problem is designed by God to refine you. To reposition you. For his glory. Is somebody hearing me this morning? When it was time, the Bible said, when it was time for Joseph to be revealed, the word of the Lord came. The king sent for him and loosed him. They brought him to the palace. The election was not conducted. They didn't use beavers. There was nothing like the record was reading nonsense. No campaign. Somebody who is not a citizen of the country. How did he become prime minister? Nobody complained. In the land. Hear me. What Egypt is in the world then is what America is to the world today.
In Egypt,
you can imagine a Nigerian becoming the president of America. That was the story of
Joseph.
The Lord led him. All through the travail of Joseph, he never complained to God once. Why am I in the pit? Why am I going through as a slave? Why am I in the prison? He never asked any of those questions. He just allowed God to lead him. Hear me this morning. Anytime you discover your vision, you enter into a problem. That's God's agenda, sir.
Anytime
you discover vision,
challenges
will come. Problem will come. To shake you. To see if truly that vision, you believe in it. Many have truncated their destiny by living where God plants them to where God has not planted them. That's the reason for struggling in life. While he was in the pit, he learned a lesson that he will never have discovered in any university. He didn't pray. The experience in the pit was the raw material for getting to the throne as a prime minister. The challenge he had with Potiphar's wife.
If he
slept with Potiphar's wife, nobody would have known. But hear me this morning. Before God will bless you, he will test you. Many are failing the test. Everything in Potiphar's house was in the hand of Joseph. Joseph even testified.
Joseph, but I'm
everything in this house is under me, except you. He didn't put you under me, sir. There's no way I can sleep with you. The Bible said Joseph fled. That is not when to pray. He fled. He fled for his life. And for fleeing, he moved from fry pan to fire.
Yes,
the woman reported Joseph to the husband. They sent Joseph to the maximum prison. For an offense he did not commit. So he had enough reason to be angry. But the Bible said, the Lord was with Joseph. That was the thing that was making the testimonies to come out, sir. The Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. Even when he met the butler. Now, let me get it clear to you. When he got to the palace, the king said, I have a dream. I have forgotten the dream. I need you to tell me the dream and interpretation. Without praying, sir. Joseph began to tell him the dream. They didn't sleep on the same bed. How did he gain access to the dream? There is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. They don't study this when you invest it. It's not in jam form. The Lord gave him. The Lord. And as he said the dream, he said, O king, is there a second dream? That was when Pharaoh knew that, Potiphar knew that this man has secret to my problem. And he said, this is the solution to the dream you have.
Yes, in Kabul.
There's going to be 7 years of abundance.
That's
and 7 years of famine. In the days of abundance, store grain in the ground. Preserve them. So that when famine comes, you take up what has been stored over the years and begin to feed on that. How did that revelation come? Grains are inanimate objects. He stayed in the pit for many days. Human being. He didn't eat. He didn't drink. Yet he didn't die. If him as a human being didn't die in the pit, grain will not die in the pit. Is somebody hearing me now? He got that revelation through the experience he went through. That's why I'm speaking to you this morning. The problem you are going through right now is fine tuning you to the top. Enjoy it on your way to where you are going. Is somebody hearing me now? You don't have money right now. That's not a problem. That is a fact. It is not the truth. You don't have a job right now. There's nothing to bother yourself about. You are not yet married. There is nothing to bother about. You are married, no children. There is nothing to bother about. God is going to change your story. Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Shall he not know it?
Hey,
for your sake, I will even manufacture a way in the wilderness and create rivers in the desert. Man, I'd like you to just follow God. Following God, you will look stupid on the earth. But it's a matter of time. Everyone that has ever mocked you now, by the time God finished making you, they will begin to bow down to you. Joseph got to the throne. And became prime minister. No election was conducted. In one day, in one split second, they gave him a wife. He didn't pay dowry. All the cars he needed, they brought everything. All the clothes he needed, everything he needed, everything he needed, everything he needed, was supernaturally supplied. In one day, but he went through the fire. And Joseph ruled for 80 years.
Joseph,
I see God lifting somebody here this morning. I see God lifting somebody here this morning. We were married for 15 years. We didn't have children. I prayed the first year, second year, third year, 6 year, the seventh year I stopped praying. And I said, God is not deaf. Am I repeating this prayer? I never bothered myself once. I was not troubled once. Why? I was hanging on the word of the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. He maketh all things beautiful in his time. When it is not your time, it will not be beautiful. But when it is his time, everything becomes beautiful. I was standing on his word. John chapter 1 verse 12. As many that have received him, he gave them power to become. And verse 14. He said the word became flesh. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth. The word became flesh. The word became flesh. And he opened my eye to see. Jesus was not a product of sperm.
Jesus,
he was spoken into existence. Mary asked that question. How shall this thing be? Knowing that I don't have a husband. And in the world the Lord came. The power of the Most High God shall fall upon thee. The power of the Most High God. It has something to do with the process. Hear me this morning. When God wants to handle your case, natural laws are suspended. Protocols are broken. Is somebody hearing me now? When it was time, the Lord spoke to me. You have been paying tithe for these children every year. Now, pay the tithe for these children once. I didn't have the money. That's the truth. But I agreed that I will do it. And the following week, the Lord provided the money. I sowed the seed. Is somebody hearing me now? 2 weeks after, for the first time, my wife became pregnant.
Hallelujah.
The children were 5 months in the womb. 5 months, 2 weeks. 5 months, 2 weeks. The Lord brought them out. Set of twins. Girls. After 15 years, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. An end is coming to that barrenness in your life. God, who terminated 15 years of barrenness in my life, under this liberation commission, we terminate your own barrenness in the name of
Jesus.
When God is speaking, stop looking at the calendar. Stop looking at the time. He has got the times and seasons in his hands. Man, this God is too much. I ask God. Children are supposed to be in the womb 9 months. He said, who wrote that?
Yes,
I am the law giver, I'm the law breaker. Nobody can sue me to court. Today the children are 8 years old. Every invisible barrier Every invisible force manipulating your destiny that has said you will not make it, you will not succeed in school, you will not be married, your health will be challenged. I curse them this morning in the name of
Jesus.
Allow God to lead you. Now, let me tell you the truth. Following God's leading is not easy. It's not easy. But if you can do it, you will become a generational phenomenon. At the beginning, we went to the hospital just to know what is happening so that we can know how to channel our prayer. They say my wife has high fibroid. Me, they say I have low sperm count. I told my wife, the money to do and remove that fibroid, let me pay it as tight into the church. I said this issue will never be revisited. I took the document they gave to me in the hospital. They said I have low sperm count. I don't know how they were counting it. Is somebody hearing me now? I tore the paper once and tore it and threw it in the dustbin. I never prayed about it. I never went to do another test. I was never bothered once. I'm not bothered because I know that God has spare parts in heaven. If man that produces a car can manufacture spare parts, how will God know how spare parts for the people he created? Now, they say I have no sperm count. And I have a set of twins. What if the sperm count is high? How many today will I have? Every negative medical body hanging over you, I curse them now in the name of Jesus. Why do we need divine direction? There is a way that seems right unto a man. By human calculation, it is right. But it may not be lost leading. Hear me this morning. Anything you want to do and there is a shortcut, that's not God's way.
Don't
just follow shortcut. He wants you to understand the process. And that is one of man's greatest problems. Man does not like going through processes. Our God is a God of process. He wants you to enjoy the process on the way to where you are going. Please stop focusing on the problem.
Every
time you focus on the problem, you never get the solution. The more you concentrate on the problem, the more the problem becomes bigger. And the more you become incapacitated concerning that problem. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 48 verse 21. And they tasted not when he led them through the desert. Why will God lead somebody through the desert where there's no water?
But the Bible
said, as long as the Lord was the one leading them, he opened the rock. Mama los kentea. Somebody this week, doors will open in your favor. I don't care which door is locked against you. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And let the King of glory come in. What are the benefits of following divine direction? If divine direction is so powerful, what are the benefits of following it? Number one, it enhances our level of command of the supernatural. It enhances your level of command of the supernatural. In other words, you will decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. All this when you are looking for admission, going from one pillar to post. They say you go and meet one registrar. Go and meet the governor. Go and meet the senator. You better stop that. You are connected to the King of Kings. When you speak to God, God will speak to the Vice Chancellor. Is somebody hearing me now? When it was time for Mordecai to be blessed, Mordecai didn't speak to any human being. The king wanted to sleep. He couldn't sleep. He took Valium. Valium didn't work. Who said it and it came to pass when the mouth of the Lord announced
it?
The book of remembrance was open. There is somebody here who has done something good. He has not been rewarded. Quickly stand for him right now. They stand for Mordecai. A gate man. He has no certificate. A gate man. The moment he appeared at the palace, he was appointed the prime minister. Where will he get the wisdom to rule? The moment he gets there, God opened his head, gave him wisdom. Is somebody hearing me now? I'd like you to connect fully to this God. What are the benefits of divine direction? It secures your access to supernatural blessings. Deuteronomy 28. Verse 2, and these blessings will come upon you, they will overtake you. That's what he said. You shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. When the blessings come upon you. Number 3, you enjoy supernatural strength. When God is leading you, you can't be sick, my brother. You can't be sick. Did you ever hear that Jesus was hospitalized? Have you ever heard that Bishop Oedipo was hospitalized? So where are you getting your own sickness template from? You shall serve the Lord your God. I will bless your bread and water. I will take away sickness from you. You don't need to go to India. Is there no physician in this vineyard? There is a balm in Gilead. Sir. There is a physician here. There is a God in heaven here. I'd like you to connect so that you can collect. Now, availability is not the same thing with accessibility. You can be available and you don't have access. I'd like you to connect. So you can collect. Somebody's story is changing. Every demon, every satanic installation in your life that is making you to move from pillar to post by the anointing of today, they shall all be destroyed in the name of
Jesus.
The whole world lies in wickedness. People smiling at you every day. But behind you, they are stabbing you. Even among family members. You want to rise. They pull you down. Beautiful sisters. Nobody's asking their hand in marriage. An enemy has done this. Whatever the enemy has done in your life. Because you are seated in this liberation commission this morning. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Everything that is buying and selling in your destiny. Today they shall be silenced in the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians
16:9.
For a great door. I like you to expect great things from today. You are not ordinary. Tell yourself, I'm not ordinary. Tell your neighbor, I'm not ordinary. Tell your neighbor, you are going to the top. A great and effectual door is open unto me. But there are many
advances.
I give you one secret today. Anything you want to do in life, never you tell any human being. Let it be in you. Be pursuing it. until it sees the light of day. Why am I saying this? Human beings naturally, they don't like progress of other people. That's the average human being for you. I was in one church. Four sisters like that. All of them, they are not married. And one of them, very close to me, she came one day and told me that she has found somebody that wants to marry her. Oh, I rejoice with her. I said, but you know what? Don't tell the other three. Keep it in your heart. She couldn't receive it. Is somebody hearing me now? She heard what I said, but she couldn't receive it. Because you see, when you join yourself and you operate naturally, you suffer natural problems. Before her very eye, that young man disappeared. She's still at the same level now. One of them got married, she already has a child. Wisdom is profitable to direct. When Jesus Christ came, God told Joseph, take him out of this country. Go and hide him until when you hear from me next. That is wisdom. It's not everything this eye sees that your mouth must speak. The people that you think they love you, they hate you. The reason why all of you are talking now, you are rejoicing, celebrating, is because you are all at the same level. The moment you move higher, you will see their true color. Any enemy that is pretending as a friend around you, God will separate you from them this week. I decree over your life, anyone that is not making progress, from today God will separate you from them. How do I fight invisible battles? They are everywhere. In your place of work, they are there. In your family, they are there. In your village, they are there. How do I fight them? You sleep in the night, they keep giving you food to eat. And then you wake up, you start feeling one kind or the other. These are manipulative powers. They call them manipulative spirits. They know all your movements. For this, by this anointing today, you shall be separated from them. How do I fight this invisible barrier? Be born again and remain so. Be born again. Redemption changes your status. When a man is in Christ, the Bible says he is a new creature. And by reason of, now what it means is that your level and your status has changed. You are no longer in the natural realm. When you are born again, I was in the nation of Gambia 2010. We imported some items from Nigeria, musical instruments. And they came in the middle of the night. So they called us to come and pick them. We were going to the airport. We got to the gate of the airport. The soldiers there, they began to harass us. They said, I should come down. Now, I wasn't wearing suit. Just t-shirt and jeans. And I'm very fat now. You need to see me there. I said, come down where? He said, come down. I said, for what? He said, they want to check my vehicle. I said, they want to check the vehicle for me to come down for what? I said, if you do something that is out of place here now, I'm going to deal with you. I was speaking from my realm as a prophet. I wasn't speaking casual words. The young man I'm talking to has the AK-47 in his hand. I have taken something bigger than AK-47. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you condemn. I told him, there are highly sophisticated soldiers in Nigeria. You are just pepper soup.
I mean,
You can't speak like this ordinarily, you.
If
you are not born again,
if
you try, they will deal with you. When a man is in Christ, he is unkillable, indestructible, unmolestable. That is who you are. So I know where I am in the realm of the spirit. How do you fight invisible barriers? Keep walking in the light. Darkness and light can't stay together. The solution to darkness is light. When you get to your room in the night, and the room is dark, you are likely to stumble. Because there is no light. But the moment you switch on the light, you receive direction. The moment you switch on the light, it's not 2 minutes after. Immediately light takes off.
I mean,
darkness takes off.
When light
comes, darkness goes back. Hear me this morning, sir. If I tell you, sir, that you are already 6 months pregnant as a man, will you take me serious? For you to be thinking about what I said and you are bothered means you have not contacted light. Is somebody hearing me now? A man cannot be pregnant. That is how powerful light is. The devil has not been able to tell me once that I'm going to have accidents. He has not been able to convince me once that I will die before my time. Because I saw in Genesis chapter 6 verse 3 that the number of the days of a man is 120 years. Is somebody hearing me now? So I have no business with death. No, sir. You can't try it. I was involved in an accident once. I came out of the car by myself. It was my side the vehicle hit. In Abuja. 1999. Opposite Hilton Hotel.
Niru Hilton Hotel.
The car came. I was on top speed, 160. The car came and hit my side. I came out of the car. My friend who was in front, his hand caught. The one at the back, his chest hit the chair. I chartered the taxi. Took the two of them to the hospital. They were asking me, where is the driver of this car? I said, I'm the one. They said, no, you don't understand what we are saying. The person who drove this car, where is he? I said, I'm the one. What's the problem? I'm eating something, sir. The word. The word were found. Jeremiah chapter 16 verse 15. The words were found. And I did eat them. And the word became a joy and rejoicing to my soul. When you have light, there's no occasion to stumble. I travel any time I want, sir. Demons are not the one to determine when I travel. No! Somebody asked me one time, you need to be careful the way you are talking like this.
Oh.
Anything can happen to anybody, anytime. I said, not to me. My speedometer is 120 kilometers per hour. It is settled. It's not negotiable. He said, what if you die before my wife? I won't die before my wife. My wife won't die before me. The two of us are going together. Same day, sir. So there's no plan B. No plan B. I like you to contact light too. When you don't have light, the devil will be tossing you to and fro. My body is misbehaving. I speak to my body. Body, behave yourself now. Everything hears the word of God. During the valley of the dry bone, God spoke to Ezekiel.
Can
these bones live?
He
said, I don't know.
Yes, I'm
son of man, prophesy to the bones. God will never speak to your bone.
God
want to prophesy
into your life.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How do I fight invisible battles? By faith. Walk by faith. Not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. We are spiritual beings. We are to operate spiritually. Not by sight. Operate spiritually. You want to build a house? Stop gathering the money. That is good. But every project in your life will not be used by the resources that is available to you, sir. God will never depend on your wretched resources to perfect his plan for your life.
If
we were waiting for the money to be complete before we start this commission won't be where it is today. The Lord spoke to Bishop Oyedepo. He moved. As he moved, God moved. It is your movement that moves God. It is your own movement that moves God. Number 4.
Nkano.
Keep speaking boldly against the forces of darkness. Keep speaking boldly. Isaiah 54 verse 17. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. Every tongue. How many tongues? How many tongues? Every tongue that rise up against thee in judgment, thou shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the living God. And their righteousness is of me. Is somebody hearing me now? Your landlord comes to you and say you will never make it. Return that arrow back to him immediately. Immediately. And God will confirm it. Is somebody hearing me now? Anything that is standing against you, speak to it. Psalm 81. Verse 10. Open your mouth wide. And what will happen? I will feel it. Open it wide. Open it wide. Open it wide. I will feel it. Finally. How do you break invisible barriers? By the anointing. The anointing oil is a medium of communicating God's power. There is no king in Israel that was not anointed. If you take this bottle to the lab, I assure you, you won't see anything inside. But once it has been prayed upon by a prophet of the Most High, it has become a powerful tool in your hand. That no devil, can resist the power. If David was not anointed before confronting
Goliath,
David would have ended up as a meat in the hand of Goliath. What strength will a 17 teenager have over a giant? It was not the size of David. It was not the stone. But the presence of the Lord. 1 Samuel 16. Verse 13. And David was anointed.
David
in the midst of his brethren. And the spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. It was oil that came on his head. But the Bible said the spirit of the Lord entered him. You see the reason why Goliath went down? Wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Psalm 105. Verse 13. As they move from one nation to the other, there are people moving from nation to nation in this church this year.
Let me hear you loud, amen.
As they move from one kingdom to the other, from Umuaya to Umbise to Olu, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake. Touch not my anointed. And do my prophet no harm.
And
before it touches you today, everything manipulating your destiny,
they
will go down for your sake. Rise up on your feet. It's a new day for somebody here today. I don't care who is manipulating your destiny. Whether it's your father, your mother, brothers or sisters, colleagues in the office, in the next 7 days, between now and this time next Sunday, if they don't repent, this ground will open up to swallow them. Anyone that has taken something that belongs to you wrongfully, they have mistakenly built on your land. They have taken the position due to you. I have God very clearly this morning, sir. All of them are in trouble. All of them are in trouble. Between now and Sunday, you will hear good news. Before we take the anointing, you are here, you are not born again. There is no way you can operate in this frequency. It's not possible. If you are not born again, you don't have access to the things of the spirit. And it is the spiritual things that control the natural things. You know within yourself. You are not living a rightful life. You know. You are coming to church. One leg in, one leg out. God is speaking to you this morning. He said, come out of the midst of them. Come out. Abraham never stepped into that generational blessing until he came out.
Abraham
and the Lord spoke to Abraham. He said, walk now with me and be thou perfect. Until you are born again, you cannot command the things of the Spirit. You are here this morning, you want to give your life to Christ. I'd like to pray with you. Maybe you gave your life before,
and
along the line, the challenges of life, they overwhelmed you, and you return back to your vomit. But you are here again this morning. You want to rededicate your life wherever you are. Place your hand on your chest. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning. I know I'm a sinner. Wash me with your precious blood. Let all things pass away. And let everything become new in my life. I confess you today as my Lord and my personal Savior. Thank you for saving me. Now I know I'm born again. Amen. You pray that prayer wherever you are. Carry your Bible, your bags, your phone. Let's come to the altar here. Jesus is calling you. He wants you here this morning. You have made the best decision in your life. Wherever you are, please quickly come. Quickly come. Wherever you are, please choir minister as they come. You want to give a life to Christ wherever you are, please come. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Wherever you are, please come. Please
come.
Somebody is still trying to make up his mind. Should I go? Should I not go? Please, wherever you are, come. Come the way you are. Come. Come out from the midst of them. Come out. It's a new day for you. Also, if today is the first day you are worshiping with us here, on a Sunday morning like this, please come. You are our VIP for today, come.
I am your Lord.
I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I am your Lord. I